Hey, this is James.
Hello. I'm calling for an Oregon opinion survey. I'm conducting a study of registered voters in Oregon, and I would like to ask you some questions. If you're qualified to participate in our two-hour study, you will be eligible to receive a $200 incentive. Are you registered to vote in Oregon?
This takes 2 hours?
Not this particular questionnaire that I'm going to go through with you. It will be to another study.
Okay.
So are you registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
Thank you. And do you or any member of your immediate family work in the news media or in marketing research?
No.
Thank you. Do you or any members of your immediate family work for any political organization or an elected official?
No.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
Yeah, I'm white.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
I'm 57.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
Okay, thank you. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. First one, under $50,000, on between $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $150,000, or over $150,000?
Yeah, over $150,000.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm an Independent.
And will you call yourself and if you have to lean towards a Democrat or Independent or Republican, which one will you lean towards to?
That's a tough one because it just depends on the issues.
Okay.
It depends on which issue
now,
it is.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or which one will you select?
About 50-50.
Thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Boy, that's tough. Probably Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress were today and the candidates were Democrat Janelle Bynum and Republican Lori Chavez Dermer, for whom would you vote?
Probably Lori Chavez Dermer.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you're going to support Lori Chavez Dermer in the election for Congress? Are you very certain, fairly certain, just somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Fairly certain.
Thank you. We're sorry, but the quota you qualify for has been filled. We sincerely thank you and appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.